Minutes could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Civilians here have been arming themselves for the last 9 days with all manner of weapons, with whips, with knives, with kitchen knives and butcher knives and clubs, baseball bats, large sticks, whatever they could find to protect their own neighborhoods. Now look, another from a building, another Molotov cocktail has just been tossed onto a side street. So there's people now on top of that building. Now that's the third incendiary device we have seen being thrown down from the top of that building in the last 30 minutes.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You just heard CNN's Anderson Cooper. He's in Cairo this week as the protests now have turned violent. So that's where we begin our Talk Radio Countdown Show in this hour. Doug Steffen here with a listen to Bill Handel talking to a Middle East correspondent about the violent shift in the Egyptian protests.
From a relatively peaceful organization or uprising where you didn't see shooting going on. I mean, there were fist fights, et cetera. But relative to other uprisings, it wasn't really bad. Now half of Cairo seems to be on fire. Well, not half, but you've got Molotov cocktails being tossed around. There are quite a few fires out there. You can actually see the Molotov cocktails being thrown. So this thing has gotten fairly violent, literally within the last hour. I think they waited till dark, which is kind of scary. So it's taken a new turn literally in the next hour. I don't see the police coming out. I don't see the army involved at all. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of law enforcement out there. David Gilbert is our Mideast correspondent and reporter in Jerusalem. Hey, David. All right.
Hey, Doug. Morning.
You're watching the same thing that we're watching, except your take, and that is your part of the world, the Israeli take, the Palestinian take, what you're hearing from Jordan. What is going on from that side?
Well, the Israelis and the Palestinians are quite nervous about what's happening here. And I think you're right. This new development is a new development, and it smells a lot like the regime trying to hold on to power, because the folks that have instigated this violence, it appears that they are folks that are pro-regime. Now, it looks like Mr. Mubarak is gone. His days are over. Mr. Obama and others around the world have made it clear to him that he has got to leave. But I think that Mr. Mubarak, at this point, is trying to leave on his own terms. Now, Israelis, I can tell you, Prime Minister Netanyahu just made a statement about an hour ago to a reporter in which he said that, you know, this level of instability that we're starting to see, it could go on for years. This thing may not work itself out so quickly, and that's something that worries his government. Now, on the PLO side, Hamas in particular, the sources in Hamas are telling me that they're nervous that it's going to spill over to Gaza. You know, they run Gaza, and they're afraid that, you know, they run a dictatorial regime, and the folks in Gaza might not like that so much, and perhaps they'll start to march and the like. There have been attempts in the West Bank for folks to come out and march against the PLO, but the PLO has put that down very quickly, as has Hamas in Gaza. So everyone watching this very, very carefully and sweating quite a bit to see exactly how this turns out.
Next up on the countdown, talk host Bruce St. James talking about the sudden surge in violence on his program as well.
We have seen on the news for the last week where anti-government, anti-Mubarak protesters have massed and peacefully. We have not seen violence of any level yet, but tonight the violence comes to Egypt as the pro-government forces show up and dramatic photos and video of Molotov cocktails, and not one or two, dozens of them
fire.
Being thrown many yards into the crowds. We saw a military truck on fire. It's important to point out that the military, and again, what makes Egypt so much different, I think, from what you see in a lot of other nations, are the military is relatively neutral in this. The military was stationed in between these groups, attempting to keep them away from each other, and the pro-government forces threw Molotov cocktails at military vehicles mm-hmm. and set them alight. So the military was acting as a peacekeeper, if you will, and has become a target of the pro-government forces, the pro-Mubarak forces, and I would assume, upset at the military for keeping them from being able to wade into the anti-government forces and inflict more damage and inflict more harm, because it is certainly odd. We have gunshots in the background. There's no exact words yet or numbers on injuries or casualties, but it is devolving rather quickly there, and you can see you do not have to be a genius to see how this is going to end.
Egypt, the focus on the countdown. Coming up, we'll hear more on the chaos there and the impact it's already having on our economy when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing. Doug Steffen here. We've been talking about one of the hot items on Talk Radio, the protests that have turned violent in Egypt. In Michigan, talk host John McCullough working over Fox Business News analyst Eric Bolling on how the situation in Egypt is already driving up the prices we see at the pump.
I look at this whole situation in the Middle East right now as a stare in the face, you gotta do it type thing for President Obama. Get this moratorium off and get us started exploring and drilling.
Oh, boy, aren't you so right. And I keep bringing this example up. Since this uprising started, since it escalated late last week, oil prices are up about $6 per barrel. But gasoline prices, now, everyone watches that pump price, the national average. That hasn't really budged too much because it takes a little bit of time for the wholesale price for gasoline to make it to the pump. Gasoline on the wholesale level is up 14 cents a gallon. Now, that translates into a $45 million tax to the American consumer per day. So every day that it stays this high, elevated, that's costing us $45 million as an economy. So whenever you see the uprising in the squares with the Arab youth protesting and the fists up in the air, you can be pretty sure your prices at the pump are going to start heading north and heading higher. It's a really tough time for that to be happening right now.
Should we be worried?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we need to be worried. The Suez Canal is important. It's 3.5 million barrels a day between the shipping channel and the pipeline. That's important. But on the other side, adjacent to the canal, on the other side, is Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia sits on the Persian Gulf. The Persian Gulf happens to have the world's most important waterway in it. It's called the Strait of Hormuz, where almost 20% of the world's oil sits. If this violence were to spread, and you know, I've said this for 3 or 4 days, and people look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean spread? Well, guess what? This started in Tunisia. Now it's in Egypt. We're hearing rumblings that there's certain, you know, leaders in Jordan and maybe even Yemen that may step down. I mean, it could easily spread. If it were to spread to that area, that part of the world, you'd see prices spike. Let me give you a little case study. If you're a business school professor and you want to talk about drilling, whether drilling is the right thing to do, look what's going on in oil and gas. Up, 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 off to the races with the geopolitics thousands of miles away. Now look what's going on in natural gas, the heating fuel that we use here. 70% of all new homes are fired with natural gas. Natural gas is down since this conflict started. You know why? Because we drill and we explore for all the natural gas we use in this country right here in the country. So we're not dependent on foreign sources of natural gas. So it doesn't matter if there are people rioting in the streets in Cairo.
Talk host Nicole Sandler playing a report on her program from Al Jazeera on what they say is happening on the streets.
Here's the latest report filed by an Al Jazeera producer, web producer, on the ground in Tahrir Square. It's from a few hours ago, but it's still pretty timely.
It's about 11:30 now in Cairo, and I've seen not one but two pro-Mubarak demonstrations this morning, both of them small. The first one in the Akhuza neighborhood was about 50 people, and the second one in Doki was about 150 people. Both of them had a certain stage-managed quality about them. The one in Doki passed through Midan Doki, Doki Square, a busy commercial part of the neighborhood. And as it did, about a dozen shopkeepers all ran outside at once and started applauding the demonstrators as they walked by. They were chanting, Ya Mubarak, Ya Mubarak. One person was holding signs that said, Yes to Mubarak, No to Chaos. And I talked to these shopkeepers, and every one of them said they supported Mubarak, which is a unanimity that's very hard to find in Egyptian politics. At the other demonstration in Aguza, one woman ran up to me after they passed by and said that they were being paid 50 Egyptian pounds, or about $9, to go out and demonstrate.
Huh.
Several other people in the neighborhood said the same thing. They said they recognized the protesters and they knew they were being paid. Obviously, the protesters themselves would not confirm this, but it seems to be a very widely held belief here in Cairo that the people who were out chanting for Mubarak are being paid to do so.
Did you hear that? And so it's widely believed that the pro-Mubarak factions are being paid by the government to get out there and to wreak havoc. Mona El-Tahawi, who is a columnist, public speaker on Arab and Muslim issues, we heard some clips from her on some of the Sunday shows. She's saying there are Mubarak thugs on horseback entering Tahrir Square and trying to figure out what's going on. All I can say is, you know, the world is watching, you know, truly, the days of the revolution not being televised, over, because this revolution and every other revolution going forward most certainly will be televised. In case you didn't hear it last night, Hosni Mubarak spoke. It was late. And he said that although people had hoped that he was going to announce that he was leaving, he was stepping down, that's not really what he said. Here's a little bit of his very, very strange speech.
Hosni Mubarak, who is addressing you today, takes pride in the long years he spent serving Egypt and its people. This dear and beloved homeland is my homeland, like as it is the motherland of all the Egyptians, in which I lived and for which I fought. I defended its soil, sovereignty, and interest, and I will die on the soil of Egypt, and I will be judged by history for my merits and demerits.
So that was Hosni Mubarak.
We've linked the English Al Jazeera YouTube page to our website so you can see what's happening there live by visiting Doug Stephan, StePhan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next on the countdown, the report on violence, which is erupting this week in Egypt. Protests continue. Early reports say that one person's been killed already and over 600 have been injured. The chaos in Egypt, one of the big topics on talk radio and talk television this week. And that's in our focus on this part of the program. In Ohio, talk host Doc Thompson speaking to a correspondent who believes that the U.S. has been involved behind the scenes in much of what is going on there.
Joining me right now is Manzer Sleiman. He is the founder of the Center for American and Arab Studies. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You think that this whole thing is part of the U.S.-backed plan to undercut the rioting? They want to keep Mubarak in power?
You mean the uprising is by design by U.S.?
That the U.S. is trying to keep Mubarak in power.
Oh, what's happening today? No, I think it seems to me that the administration position evolved from trying to have some stability with some reforms, maintaining Mubarak, to thinking that it's going to be a serious matter if Mubarak does not acquiesce to the people. Popular demand and try to have orderly exit. So they would have liked, and it seems to me that they're asking him to put a speedy schedule for his exit from power in orderly fashion, because they're afraid that maybe a more radical regime will replace him if the situation continued to escalate to the extent that there is no clear, controlled transition from his regime to another.
But the U.S. for years was happy to have Mubarak around. They figured that, he wasn't perfect, but he was okay. He kind of kept things quiet there, kept the peace with Israel, kept the canal open so oil could flow through. Do you think over the last week or so, or maybe even the past couple of months, that they've known Mubarak's days were numbered? So they were slowly behind the scenes trying to make that transition to say, if he does end up losing power, we want to make sure that it's somebody we can work with, somebody we like.
Well, absolutely. I think that's what even the European Union is also calling for. It seems they're nervous.
Back to Anderson Cooper now on the countdown.
I'm hearing repeated automatic weapon fire now several blocks away. I can't tell the exact location of it, but it looks like one Molotov cocktail has found its mark on a truck. Now water is being poured on it. They're trying to put it out. That's the area that the anti-Mubarak supporters are in. To the right of that burning vehicle, that's the side where the anti-Mubarak protesters are. Again, all these Molotov cocktails, these incendiary devices that we've been seeing, that we're seeing being launched right now, there's another one. Those are all being launched from pro-Mubarak forces toward anti-Mubarak protesters. And as for, are there women and children in that crowd, in the anti-Mubarak side? Absolutely. I mean, there have been protesters there. There have been families that have been camping out there for 9 days who have actually put up tents, who have been sleeping there, women, little children. And now we're just seeing repeated Molotov cocktails. Clearly, people have brought, have just come to the pro-Mubarak side bringing incendiary devices, because that is what we're seeing launched. And you can imagine if they brought that, they also have other weapons with them. I can tell you, in the crowd that was attacking us, pushing us around, punching us, about 3 or 4 hours ago, there was a man, I've just checked the video, there was a man with a large knife, which thankfully I didn't see at the time, and thankfully it wasn't used in that melee. But this is just now, this is escalating. As darkness has come, this is escalating. And again, I have to point out, I have a bird's eye view, and I see three entrances to Liberation Square. I'm not seeing any efforts, any backup by the Egyptian military. I'm not seeing any soldiers coming in from any of the three directions that I can see to the square to try to restore some sort of order.
Violence in Egypt. Mubarak may or may not step down. What happens next? 800-510-8255 on the countdown with your perspective.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit uso.org.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Top Radio Top 10.
This is more of a another one of those communist movements, and the reason why I say that is because even Mubarak talks about social justice. Well, this is all part of this communist movement, and you know, the rhetoric that Obama gives us as well, we're going to end up seeing probably some of the same crap here. You know, everybody talks about democracy. What happened to a republic? You know, republic is more freer. It gives the power to the people, actually to the people. So I don't understand why everybody's so gung-ho about a democracy when it's another step towards socialism or even communism.
So what's the word in Washington? Is the Obama administration playing the situation right with President Mubarak?
Well, the administration's been a little behind the people in the street in Cairo, but that's not altogether a bad thing, because the idea that we could, at the very outset, take charge and tell the Egyptians what they're going to do is nonsense. But there's always a new wrinkle. Yesterday, President Obama said publicly what he had sent Frank Wisner, our diplomat, to Cairo to say privately to President Mubarak, and that is the time for transition must begin now. And yet this morning, the military in Egypt, which holds the whip hand and has been for the demonstrators, announced it continues to be for the demonstrators. We're with you. We've heard your message. Now go home. Let's restore order. And I don't think the military chiefs would have authorized that statement if they weren't prepared to back it up. So that's an ominous wrinkle.
It's interesting. You've been through this dance with the Bush administration, with quite a few presidents trying to impact Mubarak, never with this kind of immediacy and urgency, because the people are rioting in the streets to this extent. But President Bush tried to impact Mubarak to no end. Mubarak's been there 30 years. I'm wondering, is the military just trying to let this play out and hoping that the middle class business people want to get back to business and will wait him out till September?
Well, I think with Mubarak's announcement, he's not going to run in September. He's leaving. The question is, how soon? And what comes after him? And your guess is as good as mine, and I think at this point almost anyone's, because after the fact, we can look back, whether it's the Shah of Iran, and say, oh, of course, this should have been done. That's obvious. But as it's unfolding, folks, like the fog of war, it's not obvious, whether you're just, the two of us, Peter and Sam, talking, or guys named Obama and Mubarak.
Peter Tilden and Sam Donaldson talking about the obvious. 800-510-8255 as we continue on the countdown with a CBS report.
This is probably been a long time coming. However, I think once again our CIA has been caught with its pants down, so to speak. I mean, the level of discontent that's existed there. You know, for a guy 82 years old that's led, in an emergency government set up with the assassination of his boss Anwar Sadat 31 years ago. And it's to the point where the people have had enough. Now, so far, it's been relatively under control, but it could really tip in either direction. I think that we've got to obviously keep our eyes on it. We've got our U.S. envoy has stepped in and told the president to step aside. We still don't have a clear transition path to the next leader, but we just still have to be very careful in what's a tinderbox with regard to people's feelings about that part of the world. We seem to fight, and our history says, we fight and we think backwards, and we've got to find people in government that really look over the horizon, think forward. I mean, when you think about it, we didn't predict what would happen in Iran in 1979. We put that leader in place before that, and here we had, in that situation, the clerics that were standing by ready to take over, we knew they were going to be reactionary. We somehow forgot or missed the Soviet army invading Afghanistan in 1980. We let that go. And now this situation, they've got to really understand and look over the horizon and get this on and have contingency plans like you would in the military. The military would have contingency plans for these kinds of things, pick one off the shelf and figure out, who's the next person in charge if something should happen. I mean, if this leader was assassinated, for example, what would be the transition plan for the next leader?
800-510-8255. The people who are involved in this interesting Ibdal Ibrahim waited in the alley near the center of, I was reading the story, but near the center of Cairo. He was a young fellow, boys gathered all around him, clubs and knives. His brother had a gun that was basically made out of lead pipe and a trigger. They built fires. They were, just stirring the pot. Police officers come chase them away, and they go someplace else. All of this in the name of discontent as the wave, the ripples, if you will, of what's going on in Egypt. The unrest there is now going into Syria, and the Yemenis are upset. There are moves being plotted there. It's too bad because violence has erupted. This thing had been pretty peaceful prior to this. 800-510-8255 is the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, we here in the United States, we have to worry about calling another a country corrupt, and all our politicians are being paid by corporations. Where's the democracy in that? We have to be careful about calling anybody corrupt, because we are the most corrupt country there is.
This is a one-of-a-lifetime chance for democracy in Egypt. Here in the U.S., we have to understand that Egyptian people got sick and tired of this regime for 30 years. Egyptians on the street that I talk to back home do not want continuity of the same thing, just changing the faces. They know that this regime, as soon as they get back, they will take advantage of the people over again. There will be brutal revenge from the people that attempt to do any change in Egypt. As we have all witnessed, this revolution was not by Islamists or by Muslim Brotherhood. This was from young, very well-educated Egyptian people who wanted change. There is a lot of people in Egypt that are capable, peace winner, Nobel Peace Prize winner, educator, that were kicked out of Egypt because of this regime and allowed a bunch of users to use Egypt over and over again. The U.S. have to support the change in a much stronger way. Otherwise, the young people of Egypt that we are seeing today will turn into radicals and then will come and complain, why are they doing this now? The U.S. has to take a stand as a supporter of the democracy in the region. This is not going to affect Egypt only. This is being watched by everybody in this region.
800-510-8255. That's an Egyptian immigrant named Maddie who obviously thinks listening to him, this is a great opportunity for Egypt. Yeah, it is. If you can get through or get over what the potential problems are. You heard a couple of callers looking at the way America sort of looks on this and vice versa. What do you think that Egypt ought to be, and ought we to be even involved? Everybody talks about democracy, democracy, democracy. There hasn't been a democracy there. There probably hasn't really been a real democracy there ever. 800-510-8255. Jim in Pennsylvania with your thoughts on these protests in Egypt.
One thing that I'm not hearing being discussed is a natural gas line deal that happened in, I believe it was 2005, with the Bush administration, And what they did was they forced Egypt to sell Israel natural gas under market value. Now, what happened, and it, to the tune of something like $2 billion, but what happened was in 2010, Egypt started to have a shortage in their reserve. So then they was forced to buy back natural gas from Israel, who now sold it back to them above market value to the tune of, say, I believe it was $12 billion. So when the citizens of Egypt heard about this, they became enraged. And this was back in August of 2010 when they were forced to buy back the natural gas from Israel. Now, I don't hear anybody in the media talking about this because this is what enraged the people. And they started marching way back then. But I hear the media is constantly, they keep Israel out of it as if this is just a march against the, I forget this guy's name, Merbert, but it's actually a protest against their president, Israel, and the United States for brokering that deal back in 2005 under the Bush administration.
All right, Jim, you may be onto something here. It's Mubarak. The man's name is Mubarak. Protests are actually against the deal the president made with Israel and the United States. What does Israel think? And what, if you're Jewish or if you're a Zionist, what do you think? What's the conversation going on over there at this point in time? I actually can't remember seeing too much in the news about what the Israelis, there's a little bit here and there, but mostly it's about Cairo. And then the focus is what the other areas as the thousands and thousands of Egyptians who now say they've been inspired by the revolt in Tunisia. That's where this all started. A lot of people who haven't been following this, they just get in on it lately. They think, oh, wow, the riots in Egypt. Well, it isn't just Egypt. There are a lot of other countries now after Egypt. The Libyans and the Jordanians are getting into the act. So things, they are changing, as the song suggests. 800-510-8255. Linda, listening in Columbus about democracy, I think is what I'm guessing you want to talk about.
I want to make it clear that I'm a Democrat. I am not a progressive. Progressives are jumping on the wagon on this, and good gracious, the Republicans have just gone nuts, including mentioning war with Iran. But you should remember that before they get a government, there could be anarchy, which is far worse than Mubarak could be. We've known about him for 30 years. We basically paid him to keep a good army there because of Israel. For each dollar Egypt gets, Israel gets $2. Keep that in mind. They're being paid for this treaty. When they do get a Democrat government, supposedly Democrat government, say Palestinians, we don't want to recognize them because we don't like who they put in. We may not like who they put in here. And for instance, this democratic society is overrated as living proof. We have put in the most bizarre Republican teabaggers in office that there is. So we should be careful. Democracy is overrated, and we are sitting here living proof of that.
Well, that's a pretty negative point of view. Democracy is overrated. Well, depending, I guess it's maybe the Republic that we, we say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. It is maybe something, this word democracy gets used and abused a lot by people who really aren't aware, they haven't studied. It's back to one of my pet peeves about civics and not having it taught. We don't understand the jargon. We don't understand what our country is really like. And I think a lot of people don't, who claim at least to think that this is democracy, or they think democracy is rule of the people. All right, so that's fine. Then if it is rule of the people, why do we have so much screwing up in our country? And why do we have so much governmental interference in our lives? Worth a thought as we see what's going on. Maybe some of what's gone on in Egypt would be appropriate here, frankly. 800, there's a bold statement, 800-510-8255 on the countdown of 51 after the hour.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Suddenly a young man would come up, look at you, and then punch you right in the face. All we could do is just try to walk as quickly as possible, stay together, and seek a safe location.
That's Anderson Cooper, who was punched in the face, I think he said 10 times. He's in Cairo doing the reports there live for CNN, a way for him to make himself more prominent and more valuable for his daytime talk show, more visible, more well-known, et cetera, et cetera. This is pretty dramatic, though. The Egyptian military taking up positions between anti-government demonstrators and supporters of President Mubarak. Soldiers didn't intervene other than firing some warning shots during attacks on the protesters. But you saw pictures of some of the other attacks. I've seen pictures. Well, of course, the news media is going to play this up. They'll play up the violence. You don't really know. That's the problem. You don't really, really, really know what's going on because the news media is so bad. It's going to look for all of the crazies and stories of people who are hitting others or shooting at others. And for the most part, this has been very, I would say, positive. It's been pretty well educated. People are out in Tahrir Square. But three protesters have been killed. Soldiers lining up between the two sides. And there are hundreds of soldiers all around the lines now. Tanks have been brought into place in the highways. The situation is changing, and that's because the pro-Mubarak people, and who knows who they are, they may be paid by the government to come in. They may not even be Egyptians, for all anybody knows. George is listening to the countdown in North Carolina with some thoughts about democracy.
Democracy in Egypt, just like in everywhere in Africa, is like a natural. I mean, Egyptians can go to democracy and not have trouble, like many people thinking, because it's natural for people to live together in orders. But one thing we realize that actually is the U.S. and the French and all those power from the West that is doing African evil, so they cannot go to a democracy. Because the problem of Egypt is the same problem all over Africa. There is a power struggle going in Cote d'Ivoire.
Well, power struggle, the influence of a radical Muslim. I wonder about Muslims in general and whether or not, if you're listening to this program and you are a believer in the Muslim faith, this is maybe a side issue, but it ought to be something that we talk about in this discussion and debate, because it's on people's minds. People are thinking this. There are so many different realities in the Muslim religion because there are so many people who are in it. I think 1.3 billion now plus follow that faith. So the image, the idea that we have is that, and this is perpetrated by a lot of people, frankly, that are on the radio much as anything else, and it isn't just in America, it's other places around the world where people are always happy to stir the pot. All Islamists are not the same anymore than all Christians are the same, or all Jews are the same, or all Americans or Egyptians or whatever. We're just not all the same. We think for ourselves, and now it's the age of information, and we're more likely to think for ourselves than was the case in the past. I'm not saying that just for Americans. I'm saying it for people who are in countries like Egypt where they've been oppressed. It's now time to throw those shackles off. But is it a peaceful and an intelligent change, or are people who are extremists going to get the upper hand? And that's what a lot of people are worried about. And understanding that not all Muslims are extremists, maybe there is a need. There doesn't seem to be a clear leadership, although I don't know. I guess if you asked who's the leader of the Christian church, somebody might say the Pope. Well, that's part of it because he's Catholic. But is there somebody equivalent to the Catholic Church and the Muslim faith that people look up to or that can set a tone? Because that tone has certainly not been set appropriately yet. Aaron is listening in Maryland on the situation in Egypt.
Israel is complicit in this, the United States, and its serious debacles in foreign policy. This is the greatest challenge to the Obama administration since its inception. And I guarantee you, anarchy will continue. This is 2011, not 1011. These so-called monarchies are a thing of the Stone Age. King Abdullah and Queen Noor, they need to abdicate and open the way to try to get something going. Hopefully the rest of this will go down to the central and southern part of Africa, and we can get all the other tyrants and gangsters out of office.
Eric, finish it off for us, will you?
I feel like we as individual free people here in the United States should communicate our support to the Egyptian people. We have the same means through social media of communicating all around the world. We should communicate our hopes and our fears directly to the Egyptian people and through our representatives to the Egyptian government.
Lots of talk about this. A good, healthy discussion from the news media and the talk media. I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown.